I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living if without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are
sun.
All they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher on a splendid Saturday morning. Beautiful outside. The skies are blue. We are in the full recovery mode, and we are back to taking gardening questions and giving you the best answers we can possibly come up with, even if they're not right.
And I promise I won't make anything up.
Hi, Gwen.
Good morning, Steve.
How
good morning.
You?
I'm good.
I see that your chickens are back in business.
Yes, they are. You know, that fire...
How do I know that? Because you brought me a dozen eggs today.
True. But, you know, with the smoke that we had and the ash falling and the weird weather that came with it, they certainly stopped laying. They didn't stop. They slowed down considerably. And since the sun came out and shining again, and now they're laying again,
well,
more productively.
Let's find out if there's any fresh eggs available at the original certified farmer's market. Good morning, Dennis Dunn.
Good morning, Stephen. Gwen, how are you guys?
We're
good.
Doing fine. How are you in the market in your temporary new home faring?
We're doing fine. It's beautiful out. We have more vendors back today. Life is good.
And where is the new spot?
It's at the First Alliance Church on the corner of Fulton and Occidental in Santa Rosa. Plenty of parking. Kind of a neat location. We'll be here for at least next week, and then I think we'll be back at the LBC the week after.
Well, I was out there last week. Looked like a good turnout. Most of the vendors are really pleased with how many people were able to find it and continue to support the market, which is great news.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It was good to see everybody.
So where are you starting our tour of Good Eats today?
Well, as I said, you know, it may be a little bit disjointed, or I'm disjointed, because things have moved around again. But starting in the produce area, seeing loads of the broccoli's really hit. There's broccoli everywhere, and it's just gorgeous. I'm looking at Armstrong Valley, Tom Noble stuff, and he's got beautiful heads of broccoli. I know I'll go back to Lazaro. Lazaro has broccoli, but he also has about three tables still with tomatoes, still with summer squashes. Winter squash is coming in, so he's got a table of that. It looks good. Lots of salad mixes. Libby's got a beautiful thing of salad mix. And Les Landeck is back this week with his wonderful salad mixes.
Lots of good greens.
Yeah.
And what about fruits? Did you say fruits?
Not yet, but I'm in front of Bella Ridge, and Ted's here with his wonderful array of pears and apples. You might want to get down here today because it might be his last week here. So it'd be really cool to come down and say hi to Ted and get some great pears and stuff. I might have to grab some Asian pears before I go and make another batch of kimchi. Pomegranates everywhere.
Mm.
I just got a little basket of pomegranates on my desk this morning.
Oh.
Which is very nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait to try them.
And I'm actually at Schlettowitz right now. Oh, the persimmons are in too, by the way. But Schlettowitz still has grapes. They still have a few peaches and some pluots.
Wow.
Man, that's late season pluots.
Yeah. So you said Asian pears. That reminds me of Asian greens. Mm. You mentioned broccoli and whatnot, but what about, do you see any bok choys and pak choy and the muskets and all that?
If anybody has bok choy, it's going to be my friends at Foggy River, or excuse me, Singing Frog, and they don't have it today, but they do have it on occasion. They do have some Siberian kale, if that counts.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of the Asian greens, because I'm going to be sowing some seeds, and I was wondering if any farmers have them for sale right now. So.
Let me see. Bernier does not. Yeah, usually Foggy Singing Frog has bok choy, but they don't today.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for
no
checking.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Let's go over to the meat section now. And Heather's Meats, Heather's here. And I can tell you that I picked up two pork loin chops from Heather on Wednesday, and it may have been two of the best cuts of pork I've ever had.
Hmm.
Just sweet, beautiful meat. Absolutely gorgeous. No time to cook on the grill. They're just delicious. They're great. So
and
stop
tender.
By and see Heather. Very tender. Wonderful. As we're on protein, Steve, you'll be happy to hear Strauss is back. And not only do they have chocolate milk today, they have the first batch of eggnog.
Oh.
Oh, Dennis, you must be in cahoots with my cardiologist.
Exactly.
Well, tell them I'll be out there after the show.
Wendy said, yeah, Dennis, make sure you tell them they've got eggnog today. Okay. And I said, oh, that's going to go over big.
I know the holiday season is fun. That's great. Good news. What else looks good?
Anna Seafood, of course, is here with their wonderful array of fish and shellfish and their prepared stuff, you know, like their wasabi tuna is one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to bring some of that home today. As we go to the carbs, it's good to note that Full Circle is back after a week off. So Full Circle's here with their wonderful pastries and breads and sliced breads. Dominique is here, and she's got pasties and her bacon Twizzlers and almond croissants. Shannon from Crumb Hither is here, and I didn't actually check what she had, so I don't know if I can tempt Gwen with brownies or not, but I'll go take a quick...
No,
I'll go take a quick...
You don't have to, Dennis, because I have to head out to Sonoma after this. I can't go to the market.
You know, that's really funny. I got an email, I forgot to tell you this a couple of weeks ago, asking me about what are those brownies or something that Gwen is always talking about at the farm market.
Wow.
They're from Crumb Hither.
Yeah,
they're from Crumb Hither, and yes, she has some.
Oh, darn. Well,
she also has ghost cookies.
What?
Oh,
looks like some kind of
a ghost?
Yeah, it looks like a ghost, as a matter of fact. Hey, thanks, Steve.
That's okay. I'm here to help.
Nessie Sweets is here with their organic raw chocolates and truffles.
Peanut butter
jack-o'-lantern chocolate, no less.
That's a mouthful. Peanut butter jack-o'-lantern chocolate. Okay.
Yes.
I'm up for that.
So, yeah, it's what's really nice to see is that the vendors are starting to come back, and as well as the people, of course. prepared food-wise today, we have Ellie's Kitchen with their breakfast burritos and wonderful tacos and quesadillas and the like. And the falafel fix is here, and I can tell you that I brought home a falafel salad on Saturday, and it was delicious.
Wow, sounds fantastic.
What's in a falafel salad?
It's almost like a Greek salad topped with falafels.
Oh, okay.
Finely diced cucumbers and tomatoes, in a light vinaigrette with the falafels on top.
Okay. No yogurt sauce kind of stuff then? That's not what you would have?
Yeah, a little bit. I think he puts some in the dressing, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Sounds
good. Yeah, it's great. It's good. A great little salad.
Thank you.
Lots of apples here today. Walker Apples is here. I'm kind of disjointed because, like I said, everything else is disjointed. Dean Family Farms is here with apples as well. There's apple cider. We are doing another 50th birthday celebration today, so there'll be a puppet show. And I believe there's another cake going to be going around today.
I got a piece of cake last week.
Good, good. You can go with your chocolate milk.
Last week I didn't see Strauss there.
No, they weren't. They
okay.
Weren't.
So, but today I could have chocolate milk with my cake. Good. Okay, I'm glad.
That's correct.
That's correct. Good. And so, any other prepared foods you want to highlight today?
No. I always forget Mi Fiesta with their tamales and enchiladas and the like. That's always a good snack for the day.
And what is the sausage du jour today at the Sausage Emporium you and your brother put together?
Franco stuck to basics this week. We've got calabrese, spicy with fennel. We've got French country, fresh herbs, Toscana, mace, coriander, garlic, and the sage breakfast sausage.
Last week, I made a very good purchase from you, the bratwursts, and we had those this week. They were terrific. Do you have any brats?
No brats today.
No brats today. Maybe
no
next
brats
week.
Today. Maybe next week.
What's on the playlist today, Dennis?
The playlist is just, I actually called it thrown together. It's just kind of random stuff that I threw together.
No, you call it the best of.
Exactly.
Yeah, never use the word leftovers or thrown together. It's the greatest hits of Dennis Dunn.
Dennis's favorites.
Right. Yeah, Dennis's That's faves. Right. That's right.
My only major decision today is, should I costume up or not?
And did you?
I have it ready to go. I just haven't put it on yet. I'm debating.
Did you tell us what the costume is yet?
No.
Are you going to?
It's a hot dog suit.
All right.
I'd wear it if I were you.
Oh, you've got to wear that today. I want to take a picture of you with me with that hot dog suit.
I'm thinking about putting it on as soon as I get off here.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as you are. So they repeat the new location, the temporary location of the market.
It's at the First Alliance Church on the corner of Fulton and Occidental in Santa Rosa. Easy exit, about two blocks off Highway 12, off the Fulton Road exit.
Yep, very easy to find.
Yeah, great location.
And where are you on Wednesday?
Wednesday, we're still at Tierra Farms. And again, I want to thank Wayne James for opening his farm to us. I've been really pleased with the turnout on Wednesdays.
And where is Tierra Farms?
Tierra Farms is off Airport Boulevard exit, right off the exit in North Santa Rosa, South Windsor? I don't know. Santa Rosa, I'm guessing, still.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, still a little south of Windsor, and that's also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. So same market, same great vendors, same great food, just two different locations this week and possibly next week. You're not quite sure when you're going to be able to get back to Luther Burbank Center. Is that correct, Dennis?
Well, I'm 99% sure we will be here next week, and in the following week we'll be back at the Luther Burbank.
Okay, good enough. It's the original Certified Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years, our longest year-round market, with the best food and the best folks you can possibly find. You'll run into some friends, you'll meet some of your neighbors there also, and really feel connected to Sonoma County. 8:30 to 1 o'clock today and Wednesday. Thank you, Dennis. We'll talk again next Saturday, and happy Halloween. Don't stiff those kids that come to your house. Give them something good.
That's right.
Okay.
Take care, Stephen Glenn.
You too. Bye-bye. Dennis Dunn. It'd be worth it to go to the market after we get off the air today.
Yeah,
to have
but
a picture
of course,
of him with the hot dog suit.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be cute.
So things are getting back to normal at your farm gardens, Gwen?
Yeah, so far so good. I cannot complain. Okay. Cannot complain.
Did you lose any chickens in the smoke fryer?
No, they seem to have fared okay. I was more concerned about my horses than the chickens, actually. You know,
how did they do?
They did okay. They were just standing around doing nothing and standing under the trees at least, so you know, a lot of the ash was getting caught up in the leaves, but it's just standing there smelling the smoke. And, of course, I didn't do anything with them. They just hung out, and they didn't move around a whole heck of a lot.
Well, we'll certainly address the post-fire gardening issues. Just touch on those lightly. Soil issues. The Press Democrat did an article today, which we'll reference. You wrote a great article in last week's Press Democrat, which we actually never got around to even touching on, about what to look at for your plants and Don't overreact and don't start ripping out everything original. You know, it may take a little bit for things to settle down. And as always, we're taking phone calls at 636-1350. Gwen is here in the greenhouse today. We are slowly getting back to regular Garden Talk programming this morning, and we would love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. I got a heart, you know, every day we're hearing about new friends and acquaintances that have lost their houses, lost their property. I got an email from an acquaintance here in Sonoma County that said he had purchased a house a couple months ago, just put in all the landscaping, had not moved into the house, and it burned. And he was asking me what should he do as far as landscaping and possibly who he should contact. And I said, well, give me a couple of weeks to think about that. And again, out of the blue, we are continuing to hear from friends and family and friends of friends that have lost so much. So we are here with our hearts and souls to help you through this as best we can, Monday through Friday with Pat, who does a great job in the morning, and Steve in the afternoon, Steve Jackson, and us on Saturday morning. So you can email me, steve@ksro.com, or 636-1350, to chat with Gwen and me about anything on your garden-loving mind.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of squash, pumpkins, and nuts from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Heron Farms offers deliciously smooth almond butter and a variety of flavored almonds ranging from sweet to spicy. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chef cooking demos. Don't miss Saturday, October 28th. It's the pumpkin painting for the kids. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous breads, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus and pastas.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Santa Rosa Alliance Church, 301 Fulton Road and Highway 12. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
It's a wild, wacky world of make-believe at the second annual Windsor Education Foundation's Harvest Festival and fundraiser today on the Windsor Town Green. Celebrate fall 1 till 5. This event is free. Meet local first responders, trick-or-treat businesses and schools, enjoy carnival games, a costume booth, haunted maze, food, and live music with special guests.
This is Pete Stringfellow, and Polly's Garage is going to be performing for you guys. And I'm going to get up, I'm going to play my song Santa Rosa at the Windsor Town Green.
Sonoma County, baby! There's lots of fun for the whole family. A benefit bar served by the Windsor Town Green Merchants Association will benefit the Windsor Education Foundation. And Redwood Credit Union will be on site collecting donations for their fire relief fund. It's all happening today, free, 1 till 5 on the Windsor Town Green. The second annual Windsor Education Foundation Harvest Festival and Fundraiser in partnership with the Town of Windsor. Visit windsorwe.org and click the Harvest Festival events page for more details. That's windsorwe.org.
Everyone at North Bay Nissan wishes to convey their sympathy to everyone affected by the tragedy the fires have brought to the area. In response to the severe impact of these wildfires, Nissan North America is extending VPP employee pricing to individuals and businesses whose vehicles sustained damage or were totally lost due to the fires. Visit northbaynissan.com to see if you meet the qualifications, which include being in the designated geographic areas of Northern California according to FEMA, and validating the damage through insurance requirements. Nearly all new Nissan vehicles qualify. Visit northbaynissan.com to see how to qualify and what you need to proceed. Eligible customers are entitled to the Nissan Vehicle Purchase Plan discount, normally reserved solely for Nissan employees, plus get 6 months deferred payments. North Bay Nissan wants to help you get back on the road. VPP employee pricing can help. NorthBayNissan.com.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO with Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher. Dear Gwen and Steve, via email, this is from JJ Santa Rosa, wants to know, this time of year, can you still use any type of seeds for your vegetable garden? Is it too late, too early? Are there ones you would recommend or not recommend?
Oh, he's just like me. Hasn't started his full vegetable garden yet. Yes, you can still sow seeds now, but what I'm going to do to make the germination rate higher, I'm going to put everything under hoop tunnels. So if he has the room to put, you know, a plastic tent, so to speak, over his raised bed or in the garden, that creates a little mini greenhouse environment. So the temperature in there stays warmer because it's been going down into the 40s. So depending on how old your seeds are and what kind of vegetable seeds, most of them like a little bit warmer, like 60-something degrees temperature in order to germinate sooner than later. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they, you know, if the temperature is a little bit lower, then it takes them a while longer for the seeds to germinate. Sometimes they make it, sometimes they don't. Say a little bit of a frost comes, and that's just enough to kill the seeds. And then they don't, then you have nothing. So, oh, the rain comes, and then they drown and they rot. So this time of the year is a little tricky to be sowing seeds.
We shouldn't be.
No, you should. I'm going to, because that's all I have are seeds.
And we are going to be getting a good amount of rainfall next weekend.
Yes. Bad Hopefully. Timing.
Bad
it
time.
Is good timing. It is good. I should say it's good timing. But because I didn't get anything in the ground, it's bad timing for me.
Oh.
But I'll take it.
Okay.
But I'm going to put all my seeds under hoop tunnels. So that's what I suggest JJ to do. You can still sow some beet seeds, all of your leafy greens. And what I was asking Dennis earlier, a lot of those Asian greens, you know, you have your mustards, your bok choys, pak choy, tatsoi, the mizunas, all those green leafy Asian vegetables.
And people, if they want an entire universe of Asian inspired seeds, just go to the website Kitazawa Seeds in Oakland. They're the oldest Asian seed producing company in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around for over 100 years.
Yeah.
Kitazawa.
Yeah.
They have a great catalog. I'm not sure whether they still will send out a printed catalog, but you can go online and look at their catalog.
Well, I think they do. But of course, you would just get onto their mailing list for the 2018 catalog. I'm pretty sure they'd send it to you.
Okay, so are you going to plant any seeds?
Tomorrow. Absolutely, positively, if it kills me.
You heard it here first.
I was spreading out manure. I had my son visiting me from Ohio, so Patrick has the muscles, and he took the big wheelbarrow, and he was filling up with the composted horse manure and wheeling it in all the areas that I'm going to be sowing my seeds, and so I'll get the drip tapes back out there.
Oh, you do.
And I'm going to get the hoop tunnels going, and I'm getting it done before the rain.
This week?
Tomorrow.
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 So we can check on that next Saturday, and you'll confirm that with us.
And JJ can also sow seeds of all, you know, your different kales and Swiss chards, radishes. Turnips are fun to grow, too, if you get the small turnips. And, you know, your spinach, any leafy green vegetable. Also get your garlic and onions and leeks out there. But garlics, and you'd start with the head of garlic. Onions, you know, you'd get some sets or bulbs. Even the same with leeks, too.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so there are lettuces. Like I said, all your leafy green vegetables.
A few things you might not want to miss today. Molesbury's Market's doing a barbecue to raise money for Sonoma County fire victims. Starts at 11 and goes all afternoon till 5 o'clock. Hot dogs, hamburgers, refreshments, 100% of proceeds will be donated to fire victims and the entire shopping center there off of Highway 101 there at the River Road, Marquess Springs exit is joining in this fundraising effort. That's at 11. You might want to start your day with the Sonoma County Day of Remembrance today. It is from 11 to 12:30 at the SRJC, honoring those who've passed away and, of course, who have lost their homes and their businesses. And thanks to the countless community heroes who were called to duty in our darkest hours, it'll provide a time for all of us to reflect and celebrate our community's heroes and support those who need it most. The fire department, the color guard will be there with bagpipes, honor guard from local law enforcement, brief choral and musical performances, the interfaith leaders, incident commanders, Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano, Cal Fire Chief Ken Pemlot, Santa Rosa Fire Chief Tony Gossner, and the ringing of the firefighter memorial bell on behalf of our residents who passed away from those devastating fires also included one firefighter. It's today from 11 to 12:30. Doors open at 10 o'clock. It's at the Santa Rosa J.C. Bailey Field. That's right on Mendocino Avenue. Thus, the Good Food Hour today will not be heard because we are broadcasting this very important event, Sonoma County Day of Remembrance, live on KSRO, beginning at 11 o'clock today. We hope you'll be able to attend that. And after that, there's something fun for the kids to do at 1 o'clock. The second annual WE Foundation, the Windsor Town Green Harvest Festival. It's a wild, wacky world of make-believe. Celebrating the season, meet some of our first responders, and of course, Halloween. There'll be trick-or-treat local businesses and schools, a costume booth, carnival games, haunted maze, lots of fun, and special guest Pete Stringfellow, who's a great musician and kids love him. Benefit bar served by the Town Green Merchant Association. It's today from 1 to 5, trick-or-treat in the Windsor Town Green following the memorial service at the JC. I think that's a good way to schedule your Saturday today. 9:31, we'll pause for news. Be back to the greenhouse after this. It's KSRO and Garden Talk.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Hi, this is Josh Schweitzer, General Sales Manager at Hyundai of Petaluma. As a Sonoma County resident myself, I wanted to take the time to reach out to our community and offer my condolences to all of those affected by the devastating events of the last week. As employees and family and friends of ours have lost their homes, we all know this is an incredibly difficult time. Our hearts are with every single resident who has suffered a loss during this disaster. We would like to extend our support to you and ensure our community knows that we are here to help. In addition to our dealership accepting a large number of donations, we will be donating $100 of every vehicle sold throughout our entire auto group to assist with rebuilding our community. For those who have lost their vehicles, we have worked with Hyundai to provide a $750 disaster relief rebate to help get you back on the road. We'd also like to thank all of the brave first responders. Located at 1230 Auto Center Drive in Petaluma, we are Hyundai of Petaluma. We are Sonoma County Strong.
Hi, I'm Gina Belforte, the local owner of Stanley Steamer, offering my heartfelt sympathies for our beautiful Sonoma County at this devastating time. Our hearts ache for our family, our friends, our neighbors, and our coworkers for all that they have gone through. We've been servicing Sonoma County for over 30 years. Many of you, our customers, have become lifelong friends. We've been with you when you prepare for a new baby, a new puppy, had celebratory parties, or helped aging family members. We will stand with you through this unprecedented disaster. We'll help you clean up, and we are committed to helping rebuild our communities. We will be donating a portion of the proceeds we receive to the North Bay Fire Relief Fund. We're the only cleaning company certified by the Asthma and Allergy Institute in removing 97% of the allergens in your home. Call 585-6128 or 578-5414 or go to stanleysteamer.com. At Stanley Steamer, we are here for you, our community. We are resilient. We are strong. We are Sonoma County.
You know, there's nothing like sinking into a luxurious hot spring spa, especially if it's in your very own backyard. Hot spring spas are the number one brand in the world, so you know there'll be a hot tub to fit your home and lifestyle perfectly. Vacation in a hot tub every day with your own hot spring spa from the Hot Tub Store. Five locations in Santa Rosa, Vacaville, West Sacramento, Rockland, and Folsom. And online at hottubstore.com. The Hot Tub Store. Every day made better.
Win big cash this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and play in the Falls Fortune Slot Tournaments, up to 30,000 in prizes at each tournament. Don't miss the Cascade of Cash giveaway on October 29th. Plus, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
There's no place I'd rather be. A potential turning point in the Russia investigation with real legal ramifications.
Questions are mounting over separate reports by CNN and the Wall Street Journal, saying the first criminal charges have been filed in independent counsel Bob Mueller's investigation into the Trump's campaign alleged ties to the Russian government. The indictments are reportedly still sealed under orders from a federal judge. ABC News has not independently matched that reporting.
That's ABC's Gloria Riviera. People in Barcelona celebrating what they declared as independence, but Spain's central government says it's taking control. ABC's Terry Moran is on the ground.
The Spanish government has said that they will arrest the president of this region who declared independence, and that will happen sometime Monday. In addition, there are officials who will arrive from Madrid to take over the government here. That will undoubtedly cause some kind of confrontation.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. I'm Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Cooler temperatures just around the corner. Today topping out at 82 degrees, 64 on the coast. Sunny skies above us. Clear skies tonight, low 47, 50 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 78, 63 in Bodega Bay. Monday mostly sunny at 71, 64 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk. We are back in the greenhouse. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. Good morning, and thank you for turning on the radio. Hey, I just got some good news here. Cal Fire just called us and reports that all three fires are at 97% containment, which is really great.
Wow.
And you don't think about, wait, they're still being fought? Yes, there's small pockets where the fires are still being fought. I had the update from yesterday morning. It was 92, 95, 95% contained in all three of the major fires. And this morning, we're up another couple percent.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good news.
Well, you said rain is coming early next week.
And that'll certainly put the kibosh on any smoldering embers at that point.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday is what the projections are at this point. We hope so for next weekend.
Okay. We need it sooner.
We do need it sooner. But
we'll take what we can get.
We'll take what we can get.
I heard we're going to have like a half an inch of rain.
It may. Yeah. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. So those people who had some damage done to their landscaping, in my article last week and in today's article, they talk about soil being hydrophobic,
Last week you wrote in the Press Democrat in your Garden Doctor column, what was the title of the article that you wrote last week?
What was it? How to Help Plants After Fires.
Yeah.
It's a broad spectrum. It just depends on where your landscaping, where your house is in relation to where the fires were and how severely hit you were or not. What landed in your yard, a lot of ash, a little ash, and whatnot. So, for those people who, luckily survived a lot of the disastrous effects of the fires, you're looking at your plants and they, you can't tell if they're still alive or not. Maybe they were affected with a lot of the heat that came through. A lot of ash sat on the plants. And as we talked about with Rachel a few weeks ago about plants breathing through the undersides of their leaves, they will survive all this. They will get through it. But the heat, the intensity of the heat is what really hurts the plants. So, I talked in my article about, dusting off your plants if you needed to. We had rain since this article, so that helped wash a lot of debris off plants and helped wet the soil down a little bit. I didn't mention here, or did I? I can't remember, about raking up all your leaves, raking up all debris and getting it away, taking it away. Don't do that. Leave all your plant debris. And it also mentions in the article today, too, that, you know, you leave all that plant debris and litter and whatnot on the ground because it will protect the soil from erosion.
Oh,
all that plant material. We shouldn't be raking away our leaves anyway. You should really leave them, stay where they are. Unless they're on your patio or on your lawn or something, okay, then blow them off or rake them into an area where there's soil. Because those leaves will break down and add food to the plants. And it also helps improve the soil structure and texture of the soil. And so it adds organic matter to the soil. So, you know, you're looking at your plants and you can't tell whether they're alive or not. Well, maybe if you bend some of the branches or twigs or whatnot, and if they snap, okay, then you probably know it didn't make it. If it's still a little pliable, leave it alone. If you can't see nice, viable buds on the plant, and I'm talking also if the leaves look a little scorched.
Look
what happened when we had 110 degrees. And a lot of plants, a lot of trees, unfortunately, got scorched, but they'll survive. And they'll drop those leaves and make new ones for next year. They just had an early defoliation. So that could happen with your plants as well. So I say, to make a long story short, don't be too hasty in pulling plants out and then replacing them. You can wait until springtime, see how those plants do through the winter. They could very well come back to life, and you'll be pleasantly surprised that those plants made it through. Then you'll see which ones didn't. You'll see the plants that are supposed to be flowering in the spring or leafing out, and they're not. They're just dead. And then you can break the twigs a lot easier and go, okay, this plant is certainly dead. Maybe, unfortunately, you'll see half of a plant that survived and the other half didn't. Well, then you'll just have to look at that in the spring, cut out what didn't make it, and assess whether that plant is, you know, still, you know, something that you want to keep in your garden. Maybe it's a funky growing. It'll add character to the garden. So don't be too hasty in cutting out a plant where half of it has died also.
Okay.
Unless it's something big and it's going to, you know, be very lopsided and it's going to fall down onto something.
Yeah.
That's another story. But there's a lot of little things to look at and think about before you start pulling plants out. You know, just wait. Give these plants time. Keep them watered. I mean, I know we're not going to get rain now until Friday or so, but dig down around the base of your plants. If you had stopped watering a while ago and because you thought we're coming into fall, okay, the soil still is probably still wet. We don't, you know, winter's coming, I can stop watering. Dig around the base of the plants and see how, you know, go down 4 inches or so and see how that soil is. If it's damp, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it's dry, you could do your plants a lot of good if you would give them a good deep drink of water.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I think a few times before, there's nothing worse than dry plants going through winter with frost coming. And, you know, if we don't have any rains and the soil is dry, the root system dries out, your plants will dry out, and then they're dead next year.
Okay.
So keep your soil damp until the rains come and take over, and then there you go.
Okay, so human nature being as it is, as soon as we walk out and we see plants that would look like they're dead or dying, we want to yank them out. We want to rake up. We want the property to look better aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
But leave those leaves on the soil for now.
Especially under trees, because if you think about it, the trees make all these leaves, and then the leaves fall on the ground, and then wooded areas, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, ideally, what happens is that those leaves start to break down and adds all the nutrients and goodies and organic matter to the soil. And that soil is what helps feed the trees. And then they grow again, make new leaves. So the leaves are actually feeding the tree and keeping them alive. But we come along and rake all those leaves away, and then we have bare soil. Or you'll put rocks or bark or something on top of the soil, which does nothing for the tree. And so leaves can look like a nice mulch too. It's, we need to change our mindset and say, okay, we need to leave these leaves here. If you have rocks or bark or something, think about removing all of that and letting the leaves fall where they may, rake them off your lawn and your patio and whatnot, and just spread them out underneath the tree. And, you know, you, you can take a look in a couple of years, move some of those leaves away, you'd be surprised at how, where the soil meets the leaves that are sitting on top of it, how that's all decomposing and how you have this nice, beautiful organic matter, leaf mold or leaf mulch, if you want to call it, and how that's just wonderful stuff that we need to keep adding into the soil to help keep our plants healthy.
We will take calls after this break. That was very eloquent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll also touch on the effects of air pollution from the fire on our local produce, which is something that a lot of people have asked about. We'll tell you some really firsthand information about that. 636-1350. We are open, as always, for Garden Talk-related business. Just give us a call. It's all you need to do. We have no guests this morning. We'd love to talk with you. You are our guests out there in Radio Land. How have you fared? How's your garden and landscaping fared? What are your plans? Or would you like some direction? We're glad to give you some supportive feedback this morning. If you don't want to chat on the air, and I can't imagine why you would not, because it's pretty daggone easy, you can also email us, steve@ksro.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station. FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of squash, pumpkins, and nuts from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Heron Farms offers deliciously smooth almond butter and a variety of flavored almonds ranging from sweet to spicy. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chef cooking demos. Don't miss Saturday, October 28th. It's the pumpkin painting for the kids. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous breads, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus and pastas.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Santa Rosa Alliance Church, 301 Fulton Road and Highway 12. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
For over 40 years, Four Seasons has been a leader in the field of home remodeling. A Four Seasons addition sets itself apart from the crowd. Seamless integration with your home style means you can add square footage and value without ever having to consider the expense of conventional construction. Sonoma County Sunrooms, or SoCo Sun, is your local authorized Four Seasons sunroom dealer with a showroom and design center right here in Santa Rosa.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We work with homeowners and property owners just like you to work through all the options for your outdoor living area. When you call us, we focus on your needs and what will fit you best. Whether you're looking to increase the value of your home or looking to expand your livable space, Sonoma County Sunrooms will save you time and money on a room addition. Visit us online to learn more and schedule your free design consultation.
Check out SoCoSun.com today. Design, installations, remodeling.
At K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive, Kate and her team know something. When your car's in the shop, your life's on hold. So their job is to get you going again. From quick, reliable service, repairs, and maintenance, to a loaner car if you need it. And a cup of coffee and a smile when you come in doesn't hurt either. Don't let your car put your life on hold. Visit Kate and the team at K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive in Sebastopol. And get going again.
The best deals in Sonoma County are just a click away on mysonomadeals.com. From dining to entertainment to health and beauty, right now, buy a $50 gift certificate to Smooth Body Boutique in Santa Rosa for only $25. At Smooth Body Boutique, they pride themselves in making sure their clients feel soothed, sexy, beautiful, and above all else, smooth. This offer is only available for a limited time and only on mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
Good morning, Jane. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. What can we do for you? Hi, Jane.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, welcome.
I don't live in a burn area. I know people who where the houses have burned down have been told not to use leaf blowers, not to stir up the ash because it's toxic. But I'm surrounded by burn areas, and we did have quite a bit of ash when we came home on the ground and driveway. And I'm wondering about the advisability of using those things in the areas where it's not directly a burn, but there is ash, because that ash could be toxic.
Is there any way you can just get a sprinkler and wet it down? Because whenever you disturb anything like dust and ash and, you know, whatever small fine particles, that when you disturb them, they're going to, you know, go up in the air. And if you don't have a nice, you know, face mask on, you're going to be breathing in all those particles, and it's, you know, not very good for you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm thinking. And so I thought maybe that was worth mentioning, that I the rain did help some, the little rain we had, but that maybe people want to be careful about wearing a mask or not stirring up ash indiscriminately like we would just do what we need to do in our gardens. But now there could be hazards to doing that, is all I'm saying.
Yes, that's a very, very good point. And
maybe we just need to be more aware of it because things are a little different right now.
Yes, and because we don't know what that ash is made of, you know, if it was just leaves burning or some other organic debris, okay, fine. You know, we can handle that. That's kind of good for the soil. Adds some nutrients to the soil, but it's not going to hurt us. But being that there were all these buildings and everything that were burning, we don't know what ash has flown into our garden. So yes, it makes sense to wear a mask if you are going to be disturbing areas that have ash on it. But I would just wet everything down, and if you need to rake it up, I would rake it. I wouldn't use the leaf blower, because that, you know, unless you put it on a very low setting. But you know, a rake, you can really control what you're moving a lot easier than a leaf blower.
Yeah, and I was thinking with a rake too, it might be best to go sort of more gently and not really go after it, which blows things up into the air also.
Right.
Because we just can't tell, like you said, what kind of ash we've got going on here.
Right, right. And you know what? Also, people can wait until after the rains. If you have to rake anything up or, you know, blow it or anything, move something off in an area, wait until after the rains. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I think that's a good idea.
Because there's no hurry to get anything done. You know, unless you have leaves in your gutter, okay, then you can, you know, you'll have to deal with that. But anything else, you know, any leaves or debris or anything on the ground can stay put. There's no hurry to get anything done at this time. So
okay.
That's a great, great information that, you know, still wear your face mask if necessary. And
yeah, it's probably a good precaution, I think.
Yes, I agree,
okay.
Jane. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Good talking with you, Jane. Don't go away. Ellen, you're coming up next. We will confront your Petaluma whiteflies. This is Garden Talk at KSRO.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
The Sonoma and Napa fires have affected residents here in the North Bay tremendously. The Smothers family, owners of Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa and Smothers European Volvo, extend their heartfelt sympathy to everyone affected by the devastating Sonoma County fires. We deeply thank and appreciate all first responders. Our family is so proud to be part of this supportive community. Sonoma County Strong, reaching out to each other with incredible generosity. We want you to know we are open for any needs you may have. If you're an owner of a Mercedes-Benz, Sprinter, or Volvo and lost a vehicle to the fire, we could provide important information you may need, such as your registration document, a copy of your vehicle identification number, title, contact information for your lender, copies of contracts or other documents. Feel free to call our team of experts or stop by our showroom. We are here and ready to help. Smothers European, a family-owned business since 1982 on the Corbiato Row.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of squash, pumpkins, and nuts from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Heron Farms offers deliciously smooth almond butter and a variety of flavored almonds ranging from sweet to spicy. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chef cooking demos. Don't miss Saturday, October 28th. It's the pumpkin painting for the kids. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous breads, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus and pastas.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Santa Rosa Alliance Church, 301 Fulton Road and Highway 12. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
I can't believe I lost everything. Who do I call first? Did I have enough insurance to cover everything that's gone? How do I start over? Get these questions and more answered during an informational meeting this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Friedman Event Center on Mayett Avenue in Santa Rosa. These informational meetings are sponsored by a group of law firms, including Abbey, Weitzenberg, Warren, and Emery. All those impacted by the fires are invited to attend the informational meeting this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Friedman Center in Santa Rosa.
Sonoma County's biggest job fair in history is Tuesday, November 7th. If the fires have affected your job, attend the Rebuild Sonoma County Job Fair, made possible by Grayton Resort and Casino, presented by Bay Equity Home Loans, and organized by the North Bay Job Fair Committee. More than 100 local companies need to fill hundreds of jobs. Tuesday, November 7th, 1 to 7, Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom, northbayjobfair.com for info. No need to register. Please bring your resume.
All right, Ellen, we were going to go to your call, but you just hung up. So why don't you give us a few minutes after we conduct the news at 10 o'clock and then call us back at 5 minutes after. We would like to hear specifically about your white fly problem.
Because we have good information for you.
We have really good information for you. So there's a lot of people that are concerned about food safety of the produce in our gardens and post-wildfires. We've gotten a lot of emails and calls. We don't have any information or recommendations yet to share with you, not yet, because there's a lot of research that's being done, and there's nothing definitive. There's limited research on the impact of the air pollution from a fire on the produce. But our Master Gardener program is involved in a wonderful effort to participate in a citizen science research project related to the topic, and it's for Master Gardeners. The thrust is happening this weekend, where they're really engaging master gardeners to assist in this citizen research project on the health impacts of the air pollution on local produce in Sonoma and Napa County. We know that the air quality has been significantly reduced in the regions where fires and large farms have played a large, important role in the relief efforts. And a lot of farmers and community are concerned about how the air pollution might be impacting their produce. So what's happening is that researchers and local community organizations are collaborating to collect samples from local farms of washed and unwashed produce, mainly focusing on kale, collards, chard, and lettuce, in order to shed more light on these questions. The research is in collaboration with Professor Asa Bradman of University of California in Berkeley. And what they're going to be determining from the data is what air pollutants have been deposited on the leaves and on local farms in the region. Can these pollutants be washed off, or are they absorbed into the plant tissue? What concentrations of these air pollutants might be ingested by those eating local produce? So based on those samples and the lab results, they'll be able to explore the questions such as, what, if any, risk is there from ingesting this pollution in the produce, compared to the risk from just inhaling the pollution in the air? How does the risk compare to the risk of health benefits, impacts from conventionally grown produce and processed foods, which also are highly exposed to a different set of chemical contaminants? And what are the effective methods for evaluating the health benefits of locally grown fresh produce and for cumulatively examining the risks and benefits? So this is going to be long term. It's nothing that the data is going to be available next week. And if you start reading articles about that, be skeptical, because there truly has not been any long-range plant research that we've seen here in the States. We have referenced some from New Zealand and from Europe that have hundreds of years of quasi-data supporting what is and what is not factual. But getting through the technical papers, when I tried, is daunting. These are done for researchers, fellow researchers. We need to distill the information down to something that can be understood by me and by our listeners. So that's going to take some time. But know that there is a really strong, concentrated effort to find out this type of data so people can make intelligent decisions.
And I say to everyone to tune in next Saturday because we are going to have online a food toxicologist from UC Davis who is also involved in the research and all these questions that you just mentioned. And we'll be able to ask him some questions and he can give us some information that will help us, you know, breathe a sigh of relief or not about what we can and cannot eat and what direction we're going in.
So. Our number two of Garden Talk following the news. It's KSRO Santa Rosa.
This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. KSRO Santa Rosa.
A White Lives Matter rally has attracted a slew of protesters denouncing racist rhetoric.
Police that I've talked to out here said that they are confident that things will stay safe. With how much preparing they've done, there's no weapons allowed into this rally area. To get into the actual areas, the white nationalist area, you have to go to the checkpoint. To get into the protesting area, you have to get into a checkpoint.
ABC's Brent Ramadna. Even more people packing the streets in Barcelona today, celebrating a declaration of independence by the regional parliament yesterday. But now Spain's national government says it will arrest separatist officials and take control of the region. ABC's Terry Moran is on the scene.
For the Spanish government in Madrid to take political control here, they will probably have to take physical control at some point, at least of the government buildings and communication centers and transportation hubs. And that could cause violent clashes. Right now, however, many of the people are celebrating what they believe is their new country.
It's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Terry Moran. You're listening to ABC News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-396-4557. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrated Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-396-4557. 800-396-4557. That's 800-396-4557.
A scare overnight for the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team, landing in Chicago last night to find a huge dent in the nose of the plane the team had just chartered. ABC's Ariel Reshef says Delta is blaming a bird.
Players on board taking to social media to document the surprising damage. Team officials said the flight was a little bit rough, but nothing seemed terribly out of the ordinary. Thankfully, no injuries here, but the Thunder played the Minnesota Timberwolves Friday night, and they were on their way to Chicago's Midway Airport. This morning, Delta says the Boeing 757 likely hit that bird on its descent. Maintenance teams are now looking into this. The team is set to play the Chicago Bulls tonight.
U.S. Attorney Dana Bente says he'll step down. He's been in charge of the high-profile Eastern Virginia District, which often sees terrorism cases from the nearby CIA and Pentagon. No smuggling guns in the recent dump of JFK assassination documents, but it's sure to stoke conspiracy theories, especially since the Trump administration is still withholding documents on national security grounds.
By not having every single one of the papers released on Thursday, what you have is the conspiracy starting right up again. They're just stirring the pot of the Kennedy conspiracy people.
That's ABC News political contributor Cokey Roberts. One tidbit from the trove, CIA sources said the Soviets at the time thought a political coup was happening led by the, quote, ultra-right against Kennedy. This is ABC News.
Comfort is something we all want to feel. No one knows this better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. Discover Serta's all-new mattress collections. Experience our latest iComfort memory foam sleep system that helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Or put your sleep problems to rest with the newly redesigned Perfect Sleeper. Offers good at participating retailers. Find a local retailer at SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta Comfort today at one of our Ramos Furniture locations or RamosFurniture.com.
Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Cooler temperatures just around the corner. Today topping out at 82 degrees, 64 on the coast. Sunny skies above us. Clear skies tonight, low 47, 50 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 78, 63 in Bodega Bay. Monday, mostly sunny.